I'm riding in a two-man brush truck, a small fire engine designed for fighting wildfires. At the wheel is Gene Davies. He's chief of the tiny Green Springs Volunteer Fire Department. We're several miles down Copco Road, an unpaved road that winds south, mostly through private timberland, from Highway 66 in Jackson County to Copco Lake across the California border. The area is badly burned over, with ankle-deep ash and smoke rising from smoldering stumps. Gene is showing me where, a few weeks ago, he and a crew member were following up on a report of smoke in the area after a lightning storm rolled through.
We made our way down Copco Road, eventually did spot a fairly non-impressive smoke column.
After meeting up with state and federal crews chasing the same report, Davies found the fire. It was just a few acres at that point. But as they were assessing how best to attack it, the wind suddenly shifted.
So immediately, any plans that we had made were changed. We decided to relocate to see if we could get ourselves into a safer area. And we did so, and it seemed like that was okay, and then the wind shifted again.
As the rapidly spreading fire forced them to pull back once more, firefighters made another stand.
We started our initial attack, pulling out hose line, trying to flank the fire on both sides. And at some point, the wind shifted 180 degrees and basically began blowing the fire straight back towards us.
The fire was shooting out hot embers that ignited new fires as the front advanced. A forestry supervisor radioed a spotter plane's warning that the fire was racing to overtake the crews on the ground.
It was kind of flanking us, so I was really worried that it was going to actually cut off our escape route if we didn't move very, very quickly.
Davies and the other firefighters had to drop their gear and run. Donnie Rolette is a volunteer firefighter with the Green Springs Department. He says he and his nephew Jesse responded to the fire in a water truck. This was Donnie's first time on an actual call, and he says as he rolled up to the scene,
"The first thing I thought was, oh, this is a real fire. I could actually die out here."
Sitting in the dining room of the Pinehurst Inn, a B&B and a restaurant which he runs with his wife, Denise, Donnie recalls that within minutes of his arrival, the fire flared.
A row of pine trees in front of us had literally exploded into flames, and I would say the flames were going easily 100 feet tall and 50 feet away from us. And so Jesse and I looked at each other and didn't say a word, climbed back in the truck, and drove off to a safer location.
With the fire growing faster than their ability to handle it, Donnie, Gene Davies, and other Green Springs firefighters turned their attention to evacuating neighbors and defending structures. At the Fall Creek Ranch further south on Copco Road, they made a stand in an open green meadow and successfully fought to keep the advancing flames from destroying the homes and other buildings there. Denise Rolette says when the word came to pack up and prepare to evacuate on a moment's notice, she quickly ran through her priorities.
So I need my purse, my wallet, medication, a couple days' worth of clothes, not your entire closet. Grab those photo albums, and the rest of it, you just really have to turn around and kiss it, bless it, let it go.
Denise says the stress from the constant roar of the firefighting aircraft felt like being in a war zone.
The house shook as if there was an earthquake because they were so low, so close, and then 5 minutes later, they're coming through again.
Late that night, the wind shifted and moved the fire away from the Pinehurst Inn, but it was several days before the evacuation warning was lifted. Donnie says he and Denise are grateful and deeply touched by the efforts of their neighbors.
I'm also amazed at the number of people that were willing to put their lives on the line for me and my home.
For Judy Troutman, that gratitude has a bittersweet edge. She and her family lost their home of 37 years to the flames. She says she was packing to evacuate when the order came to leave immediately.
We stayed to the last minute and pretty much ran for our lives at that point because the fire crowned right near our land and it became a firestorm.
Troutman says when she and her family finally returned to their 20-acre property, there wasn't much left.
The fire was so intense that it just took out everything. Even the front lawn, we had thrown a bunch of stuff in the grass in the front yard, and it just burned the grass down to dirt.
Despite that, Troutman says her family hopes to rebuild and live on their property again.
Even though it's surrounded by a moonscape of nothing but rock and dead trees, this is our home, and we don't want to leave.
A common thread among the folks who told me their stories was a deepened appreciation of their community, the way neighbors came to each other's aid in a time of danger, and the support they've shown each other in the aftermath. With the embers cooling, life around Green Springs is returning to normal. But residents say the fire has been a wake-up call that their quiet rural community can, without warning, be changed forever. I'm Liam Moriarty reporting.